Hey everybody, welcome to July 20th, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us. As you know, we're the voice of the American Consortium, American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ace-ed.org, and I hope you go over there and you'll see our magazine. You'll see all the podcasts listed. It's really a good website. We're all about equity and access. Please go over, check it out. Tell your colleagues over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and that's where this podcast today is going to be archived as well. And I got my good friend here, Lance Rogo. Lance has been on many times before. He's here. He's a Discovery Education Vice President. He's their Vice President of Learning Communities and innovation is what they do, my good friends at Discovery. And today we're going to talk about how they've put it together. They've made some changes in their platform and put together a combination of content and tools, okay, for K-12 educators. So you don't need me to explain it. That's why we have Lance. Good morning, Lance. How are you? Larry here.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. My nose is a little snuffly, but thank you for asking. How's your summer?
It's been great. It's been busy, yeah. Like everyone's, but enjoying the beautiful weather now.
You got a vacation planned or anything like that?
We took some time at the beach, and we have a vacation plan. We're running a summer program for kids in a couple weeks here. So, in between the kind of big back-to-school push, taking some downtime. So thanks for asking.
Good. And what do you mean when you say you're running a summer program for the kids? Discovery is, or you are?
So,
what does that mean?
My wife just retired from 25-plus years of teaching. She taught in Philadelphia and then Harrisburg. And then I started my career as a middle school teacher in Philadelphia. So we run a summer program for kids in Philly and Harrisburg, kind of exploring possibilities for their future, college careers, choices. So, it's kind of a passion project, and it ultimately, for the work I do at Discovery, continues to just keep me grounded in trying to solve problems for teachers and students. So,
well, what a wonderful thing, and you and your wife, she will lead the way, are going to heaven for doing that. What a nice thing. Okay? And make sure you send me a postcard. Tell me what it's like. Okay. Hell, congratulations. I think that's wonderful. That's a really nice thing to do, I got to tell you, and I didn't know that. But you were doing that. Where did she teach in Philly?
Julia de Burgos. That's where I taught as well. It's like 8th and Lehigh, North Philadelphia.
Do I remember Lehigh Avenue all that well, going to Connie Mack Stadium. How about that? When I was a kid at 21st and Lehigh. Wow. Haven't thought about Lehigh Avenue for a long time. I knew that neighborhood well. Oh, man, I remember looking for parking. You brought back a whole flood of memories now about going to the worst team in the worst team in all of baseball history, the Philadelphia Phillies of the 1950s, okay, and going to 21st and Lehigh. Good memories. I got to tell you, hey, that's great. You guys are up there. Congratulations on that summer program. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Okay? Really, congratulations. Wonderful. And I'm glad you went to the beach. Tell us what's going on, Almighty Vice President of Learning Communities and Innovation. Okay, tell us what's going on the Discovery Ed website. Some changes have been made, right?
Yeah, so, this is probably, I've been at Discovery for 16 years now. And,
I know.
When we started way back when, the problem we were solving for teachers, this is, I think, 16 years ago, like, it was before you could go on and just find video segments that were aligned to standards and clips so you could show like that 3-minute video about a cell and not have to play a 45-minute, VHS tape. And, literally from the start of Discovery Education, that has been what's the role that we can play in helping make teachers' lives a little bit easier, provide some inspiration, solve some of their problems. We don't solve them all. We just try and play our role. You fast forward to today and, as we're coming out of into the post-COVID area, this is probably the biggest kind of platform enhancement we've made in a decade. And a lot of it
was
spurred.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's spurred out of all the stuff that we heard from teachers over the past the past decade, but really the past year and a half in particular. That just as the teaching landscape has shifted in terms of what teachers have to deal with and, the challenges of hybrid and of, where do I find content? Mm-hmm. What tools can I use to bring that content to life? So,
I found what you just said interesting, and I know you guys so well, and this goes for every single educational company out there and every single school out there. We all knew that we had to make some changes. Things were okay. Things were good. We had great stuff going out there, the teachers, et cetera. But we knew it, but we kept putting it off. This is just human nature. And then the pandemic hit. And suddenly we all realized, my God, what do we need to do to make this better so we don't have this aggravation ever again, all right, in terms of working through a pandemic. And this is one of the good things that has, I hate to say it, because let's not forget how many people died and are sick and are still getting sick, okay? But this forced the issue and the pandemic, and I'm so proud of you guys for seeing it, noting it, and making the changes. I just think it's one of the decent things, I hate to say it that way, that came out of this stinking pandemic. Congrats, making the changes.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's been really rewarding, and I think, you know, some of the talks I've done recently with some of our school district partners, you know, it's like there was a lot learned. Teachers need as many months of downtime to just, you know, it was the 2019 to 2021 school year, essentially. There was no in-between. So any teachers that are enjoying time at the beach right now, it is much, much deserved. But the one thing that has been kind of a recurring theme with Larry, with all of the folks that I talk to, is there were some good things that came out of it in terms of just like teachers' willingness to, you know, try new tools, embrace new tools, you know, being given the flexibility to have the time to do that. And then also, one thing that, you know, a lot of the research has shown, and then just anecdotally from folks that I've talked to, it's like in this kind of hybrid online checking in with my students at night during, you know, home, you know, the teachers that are doing like call in homework sessions, you name it, all the different things that they just went above and beyond to do. I have heard from a lot of teachers that, like, I really feel like, even though I haven't been face to face the entire time, I feel like I know my kids better. So I really think it's given everybody kind of that shot in the arm of, you know, there are tools and resources that ultimately can, you know, can help us get to know our students better and ultimately meet their needs better. So that's a lot of what we're doing with our platform.
Well, and you know, you're right. As we adjusted to a new way of teaching, a new type of pedagogy, so to speak, a new way to interact with our students, okay, we all learned things. So did the kids, okay, about personal interactions, what they needed, et cetera. And it's just, again, a terrible thing, the pandemic. I just have to keep saying that. But it allowed us to see things through different eyes. And that kind of view can change everything, and you guys noticed it too. Please continue with what you've done. We're on the same wavelength here. Yeah, just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of things that you know, we've had in the works. We've been listening to teachers for forever, and you know, some of the big platform enhancements. I mean, we brought a new kind of live polling and QA functionality to our platform. So whether you're in person, you're hybrid, whatever the case might be, just like a deeper level of interactivity so that I can have all my kids, you know, just instantly, you know, participate, you know, anonymously, you know, live, asynchronous, synchronous. So kind of that QA polling functionality. Then one of the biggest ones that I'm proud of, and I don't want to forget it because there's so many things, we brought in a new, you know, a lot of teachers, they come to Discovery and we have so much content and so many tools now that depending if you're a kindergarten teacher or a high school physics teacher, there's something for you literally every day that will hopefully save you some time and give you a little bit of inspiration, make your instructional day better. But one of the things that teachers come to, Larry, historically, they come in for content. They come in, they want to find an awesome Discovery Education video, and that's where they spend a lot of time. And one of the things that we brought in terms of platform functionality is now they have the ability to just quickly take that video, you know, that 5-minute video segment about cells, and I can play it to 30 seconds, and I can pop in a quick question to poll my kids, and I can have it go another minute, and I can ask them a multiple choice question. And you think about with, you know, kids that are sitting in their, you know, in their apartment in Philly and their teachers at home and they're interacting. It's like, it just, it gives that that interaction that, you know, otherwise just, you know, is challenging with this changing landscape. So, you know, it really that kind of interactivity and, you know, ultimately personalization too for both students and teachers. We kind of doubled down on that, that everybody expects. I mean, it, you know, we've had family members in and at night we're, you know, 10 o'clock at night, what do you want to watch on Prime? What do you want to watch on Netflix? And it's like, you expect it to be per everything. You expect everything to be personalized now. And that is one of the things that we've been doubling down on too, is when teachers come in based on who they are, here's some recommended content. We know that you were looking at this yesterday. Here's something that we think you might be interested in. Again, time savings is a big piece for us. And it comes out of, I think one of the things that all companies, not just education companies, but whoever your customers are, whoever your users are, having empathy for what they're trying to do. If you can do that, you might not make every right move, but if you keep that as one of your guiding principles, that like we're empathetic to what you're trying to do, it's a good driving design principle. So, you know, that Q&A polling video quiz has been, you know, something that's just been well received. It's also something that our teachers, particularly for the past year and a half, have been asking for. So it's like, I come into Discovery, I get all this great content. Now you're serving it up to me even quicker because it's more personalized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be great if I didn't have to go out and find a tool somewhere else then to assemble things with. So
one stop shopping.
We're trying to,
one stop shopping.
Yeah, we're trying to bring that in so that they can spend their time, you know, not hunting and pecking, but really designing, you know, engaging lessons. One of the other things, and this is really kind of what, you know, I work a lot with, you know, talking to the teachers and bringing that feedback to our product teams, but I also help oversee kind of the building of ready-to-use instructional activities. So we have all this content, we have tools and functionality that make it easy, but what's that inspiration of what can I do with it? If I'm a first-time teacher, it's my first year using Discovery or Insert, whatever tool they're using, you know, I come in, I want to see the possibilities of what I can do with it. So we've been building out kind of prepackaged our best content with our instructional strategies in our platform tools. So literally, like, you can pick it up, you can modify it. Every teacher modifies it. They don't take anything off the shelf and say, this is perfect. But it's just that time saving. So anything from choice boards to, we had a couple partners this summer who were running summer programs and asked us, like, we want to start each day with a 20-minute check-in with the kids and just, like, first things first, make sure they're okay. You know, social-emotional learning is, you know, such a critical part of teaching forever, but I think in the past couple years, it's just been a hyper-focus.
Absolutely.
So we build out
absolutely
a series of 15, 20-minute activities that they can run with. So, like, that time savings, again, comes from the empathy that we have. We've done that, too. We have a tool another platform tool that we put some big enhancements to. It's called Studio. It's a collaboration and creation space for teachers and students. And, you know, we've had for years these strategies within Discovery Education, these instructional strategies, and they're super, super, super popular with teachers. But for, you know, in honesty, Larry, like I'm a teacher, I come in, I find a video, now I have to go find the strategy somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sometimes they didn't even find them. So we were making them stitch things together more. So within our studio tool, you know, now they have 30 plus templates that literally, like, you found your awesome Shark Week video, drop it into this strategy template, and, you know, it's a lesson activity in 2 minutes, essentially, and I can spend my time now thinking about the larger lesson and how I'm going to interact with the kids. So we could kind of go on in terms of just we really, like, the teams have just rallied in terms of, like, there's a lot of stuff that we've been thinking about doing, but we've just accelerated trying to get as much of it done as we can for, you know, for this back to school.
But again, the pandemic pushes us forward. Okay. So we don't go through that again. I mean, it's just amazing. I have a whole bunch of questions I've been writing down here. Okay. And you said, because you work a lot with, you get a lot of you, Lance Rogo, get a lot of feedback from educators, and you pass it on to the company. I know that that's the way your company works, Discovery. Okay. And I'm just curious, you kept saying time saving. okay, when I talk to teachers, they always say time is the big challenge, okay? I mean, they know they have challenges with kids and all that sort of stuff and reaching everybody, but it's time. If they all had more time, okay, they could do a better job, all right? And everybody says that, okay, in education without question, all right? As you talk to folks, all right, and I have to say this too, when you were just describing everything you're doing, it reminded me, don't make too much into this, into like what Amazon does. And that's the way of the world these days. You expect things to be at your fingertips. All right. I don't have time to go shopping in 30 stores like I used to. Go to the mall and go in and out of 26 stores. Okay.
Right.
And especially with the pandemic, and every retailer learned this. Okay. You just want to go to one place, i.e., if I may, a website. Okay. And it's Amazon that, for all of this aggravation sometimes. Okay. They did an incredible job for this pandemic. And it's the same thing, that same idea. Okay, is what you guys have done, all right? You put everything in one place, all right, and taken things into consideration, like the time problem, to make it work, and that is such a key thing. You want to elaborate more about time, or should I go on to my next rant here?
No, just to underscore it, that's the story of, you know, key. Bringing content and platform tools together, key. Just and making it personalized, like, at the end of the day, we have, you know, I mean, Amazon, all of the companies, like the beauty of the times we live in, like we have so much data on, you know, what people are looking for, where they're going, what they're trying to do. So use that data to do something meaningful
exactly.
for them. Like another thing for us is like,
exactly.
you know, I'm searching for a video. We did a big overhaul of our video player page, which doesn't
go.
Like just even saying that, it's like, well, that doesn't sound too exciting or sexy, but ultimately, I'm on that Shark Week video. Now I can click a button and build an activity. I can drop it into a quiz. I can drop it into a little lesson activity template, and I'm off and running. And it's literally like if we can give teachers something every day that they can do for 10 or 15 minutes that just makes that day a little bit more fun, a little more engaging, provides one of the things we're trying to do for teachers too is, you know, the content that we create, you know, a ton of the folks at Discovery Education are former educators.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh,
it
yeah.
comes from that place of empathy. And if we can give you something for 10 or 15 minutes, that also provides a little inspiration of, you know, we put this together for you. Now you have a little more confidence. You can try it on your own. Like it's, you know, it seems like common
you're
sense,
fun
but
with it.
Sometimes it's hard to get there. Yeah.
You know, you brought up something a minute ago, and I never asked this question. All the shows we have done together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is the relay? I'm just curious about this. Discovery Education, because you mentioned Shark Week, okay? Discovery Education and Discovery TV. Do you guys work? How does that relationship work? I don't get into the down and 30, but I'm just curious. I've never asked that question on probably the 100 shows I've done with you guys.
Yeah, no, that's something. I mean, ultimately, you know, Discovery Education is a part of, you know, Discovery Communications is a, you know, part owner of Discovery Education. So we in addition to being a good thought partner, we get a lot of amazing content from Discovery Communications, you know, from the great stuff that goes on Discovery Channel and all of the different networks. You know, that's kind of been, you know, the lifeblood of our content, although we have content from, you know, hundreds of other publishers, and then we produce a lot of our own. But
absolutely,
you know, I think the big kind of brand appeal for folks when they first hear Discovery, it's like, oh, I know I'm going to come in there and I'm going to get some really awesome, fun content for my kids.
Yeah, it's fun when you think about it. I wanted to make sure that connection. I just never asked that question. It's always interesting. I have to ask you something, and you talked about this a lot at the beginning of our conversation today, and that's the polling functionality. And again, you talk to educators. They must have requested we'd like to have more polling options in there, okay? And just talk about what they say, how they want to use that. Okay, are they going to say, like, are you learning anything today, Billy? And Billy answers no. But how do you see them using it, and what are they saying they're going to? How are they saying they're going to use it?
I mean, ultimately, it's for, and that kind of goes back to that initial point of when everybody was kind of when the situation was forced upon everybody, where kids are at home and you're at home and you're not in front of them in the classroom physically, how do I make sure that I'm keeping keeping track of where all my kids are at, so I can make sure they're all, you know, participating. I can address their needs. So, you know, I play a short video and I ask a question, and now all the kids anonymously can just submit their answers without fear of, you know, like, oh, I didn't get it right. Now I feel like the kids are going to make fun of me. So in a classroom, I just keep my hand down. It's really kind of opened up doors for teachers to really, honestly, understand where their kids are at and understand their needs better. So it's that kind of that live but safe interaction. I mean, that is the driving thing that we heard from teachers.
You know, that is so important. You just said the live but safe. Okay. I can't tell you, and every kid, everybody listening has gone through this when we were in school, and you either saw a kid do this or it happened to you where the teacher would say something and you either gave a stupid answer, okay, or couldn't answer at all, which made you the laughing stock of the class. Okay, that's standard for everybody in the world, all right? And, you know, to be able to get rid of that stigma, all right, on kids is so darn important, because it's eventually going to bring out the best in all the kids, all right? And to do it without fear, okay? I just think that's it's just so darn important. And when you say they report anonymously, they're anonymous to their classmates, but they're not anonymous to the teacher, right?
Absolutely. So that teacher has the data and the information to know that, you know, this is what Larry answered, and maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but we're participating in the class.
Oh, I guarantee it's wrong.
Participating in discussion.
It's wrong.
And,
I can tell you that right now.
But then
especially in math.
If it's math,
it's wrong.
Yeah.
Larry, thank you. Yes.
It gives the teacher that information to be able to be responsive to the students and follow up or small grouping and just ultimately, you know, to help differentiate. And that's, you know, differentiation, when we ask our teachers, you know, what are the big things about discovery education? Like, helps me engage my kids, helps me with just finding great content. Like, I don't have to go all over the place to find great content.
Yeah.
I love the strategies. Like, thanks for taking some of the thought work around, like, never thought that 5-minute little kind of activator would work. But the fourth big bucket literally is differentiation. I know where each of my kids are at. I can assign, you know, Larry struggled with that math concept. Here's a little math overview to help Larry remediate or accelerate and kind of stay on grade level with his peers. So
that's an interesting point.
Tons of benefits.
Let's use Larry, the colloquial Larry. Okay, can my teacher, if she sees on digitally, electronically, that Larry's doing poorly, can she send Larry extra help without sending it to the rest of the kids, so that Larry is the only one who sees them that he needs the extra help?
Yeah, that's a big benefit of digital in general. It's a big benefit of where we've gone with the platform, is that literally I can assign, you know, content to you, Larry,
to Larry.
A group of students, to the whole classroom. And that's one of the things, you know, one of the projects I'm super proud of is when COVID hit 2 Marches ago, you know, we knew at some point, because right away it was like, we're going to have the summer slide, quote unquote summer slide. We're going to have that 3 months of COVID. Like, boy, kids are going to just be behind. And it's like, well, they're going to be behind where they might have been, you know, as adults determined it. But then as you look to the next year, like, well, things weren't going to get completely back to normal. So we worked with a bunch of our partner districts and said, what's something that we can help? We can't solve all the problems, and anybody that says they can, you know, probably not being as forthright as they should be. But we came up with this resource called Background Builders. And it's basically the, you know, for that example, like, Larry's didn't quite get it as much as the rest of the kids for whatever reason.
Poor Larry.
You know, he missed it out last week. So we have these Background Builders kind of ready to go activities designed for kids. And I can just say, like, hey, you know, this is what we talked about today. We talked about cells. I'm going to send you this little Background Builder. You go through it. And it's not a punitive thing where, you know, you go through and you take a little quiz. It's, a self-reflection, and then you have choice in how you demonstrate understanding. And it's ultimately to help scaffold and keep all the kids engaged and on grade level. So, yeah, that's one of the – you think about all of the platform enhancements and the live tooling and the video player and the templates and the – we've done a ton with integrations too, like just making it easier for students and teachers to get into the service. In, you know, because that's – they have access to – they go to their teacher portal, and it's like I've got 40 different things I can click on here. You know, what? Which one do I go to, and which one's going to save me time, and how do I go in? And if it's more than a click, I don't have the time for it. So we've done a ton, but I think the one that really we have just, you know, tried to sync up is to make that whole workflow for the teacher and student easier. That if I know that there's an area where I want to address, either I want to address something because you're not quite getting it, or you got it, and I want to give you some challenge or extension activity, I can just do that individually for each kid. So, you know, it's not something we talk a ton about, but it is a powerful feature of the tool in terms of differentiation.
It's subtle. It's subtle, and it makes a big difference if people realize it, but it's sometimes you just take it for granted. Okay, so it's important you talk about it. Now, as you worked with educators over the I'll say the last 6 months, as you were changing things, the reason I'm asking is because you mentioned time saving again. What was the key thing that they said, that key piece of feedback, the number one thing that they all sort of said, was it we need more time, create something that's easy to use so we have more time? What was it, Lance, that they said?
Yeah, I mean, time is a big part of it, but it also, I mean, it comes down to the thing that we heard again and again is – you know, I'm planning my lessons somewhat as normal for the same number of kids, but now I know a lot more about where my kids are at that maybe I didn't know as much when things were a little more traditional in person. So with that knowledge, now I have the ability to differentiate and understand that my kids are in different places. So you've got to reduce clicks. You've got content and strategies, and I want to get this to my students. So one of the big themes that we heard was
reduce clicks.
That you can package stuff for us. And you don't have to build everything, but if you can package things for us and save us 80%, then we'll use our artistry and tweak it as we see fit.
80% is a lot of time. I love the way you're doing it. The content is always good. And by the way, Lance, did you teach science?
I taught middle school science, and I taught like sixth grade, you know, all subjects. It was in a middle school, but I taught like an elementary setting, self-contained. But I did teach science, yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that is because you've mentioned cell videos, C-E-L-L, okay, about 20 times. And if that's what's topping into your mind first, okay. Right, so I'm thinking this was a science teacher. This had to be a science teacher. Because I would have said Declaration of Independence videos. Yeah. It was funny as you were saying it. Okay, it's great. I want to make a point on that. While Lance is constantly saying sell videos, Discovery has content on everything. Like my favorite area, which I taught social studies. Okay, and they have great stuff on everything that you can talk. There's a little plug. Okay, I knew that for a fact, you know, but it just struck me as funny as you were doing it. Well, we got to go, but I got to tell you, this is just wonderful stuff, and I hope a lot of people go check it out over at discoveryed.com, which they should do. And offhand, do you know how many school districts you guys work with? It's thousands. Okay, thousands of school districts. Yeah, and I work with so many of them.
Yeah, we're in a, you know, we're a global company, and we have great partners
all over
the world. In North America, you know, I think we're in about, you know, 40%, 50% of schools across the country. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I'm always getting information from Stephen Wakefield, your director of PR, and I do a lot of shows here with the school districts that use you guys, and to a district, they just love working with you, and so do I. I got to tell you, this is good stuff. I hope everybody listening jumps on it. And don't forget, they always want your feedback at Discovery, and they're always there to help you. Okay, they're not going to leave you in the lurch. Lance, thanks a million. You're going to have a good summer with the summer camp. And I'm going to say something to your wife. Thank her for her service. 25 years. Well, now retired. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Well.
I will pass that along. Thank you so much, Larry, for the time, and I appreciate it.
Please. Okay, and thanks for being in Philly, okay, for those years. I know you're out of Philly now, but you were teaching there, so it's good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good rest of the summer.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lance Rogo, everybody, who's a vice president of Learning Communities and Innovation over at my good friends at Discovery. Yeah, they're doing constantly doing good work, tweaking the system, making it better. They made some major changes here, and I hope you use them. All right, we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.